Random House Audio presents The Paris Wife by Paula MacLean. Read for you by Carrington MacDuffie. It is not what France gave you, but what it did not take from you, that was important. Gertrude Stein. There's no one thing that's true. It's all true. Ernest Hemingway. Prologue. Though I often looked for one, I finally had to admit that there could be no cure for Paris. Part of it was the war. The world had ended once already and could again at any moment. The war had come and changed us by happening when everyone said it couldn't. No one knew how many had died, but when you heard the numbers, 9 million or 14 million, you thought, impossible. Paris was full of ghosts and the walking wounded. Many came back to Rouen or Oak Park, Illinois, shot through and carrying little pieces of what they'd seen behind their kneecaps, full of an emptiness they could never dislodge. They'd carried bodies on stretchers, stepping over other bodies to do it. They'd been on stretchers themselves, on slow-moving trains full of flies, and the floating voice of someone saying he wanted to be remembered to his girl back home. There was no back home anymore, not in the essential way. And that was part of Paris, too. Why we couldn't stop drinking or talking or kissing the wrong people, no matter what it ruined. Some of us had looked into the faces of the dead and tried not to remember anything in particular. Ernest was one of these. He often